For now, what we will be concentrating on are these four boundless qualities: love, kindness, joy, compassion, and equanimity. And we will go through each practice individually once we finish this introduction. Every single one of us, every single sentient being has Buddha nature, irrespective of how cruel they have been or are. They still have the possibility to change. And we see this, you see, of some really terrible people, some stories like that of Angulimala, who killed 1,000 people. However, he was able to change and became a great practitioner of love and kindness and compassion. And the important point here is that we all have the opportunity and the possibility to change. Just like, for instance, ourselves, we know the benefit of love and kindness and compassion and joy. However, we are still caught up in all our afflictive, unhappy, distressful, anxious thoughts and emotions. However, we have that potential, we have that possibility by training our mind to realize those really positive qualities. And what we're aiming here is not our normal conditional love. What do we mean by conditional love? Is that many of our relationships are sort of similar to being on a contractual basis. If you do this for me, I will reciprocate in this way. If you do that for me, I will do this for you. If you don't do this, then I will do that. So there are many, many conditions through which we live our life. What we are working towards here is unconditional love and kindness. And this really is easy to think about. It's really not easy to put into practice. It really takes a lot of practice, and it is a gradual process of being able to do this. And it may even take lifetimes to do this. But the result of our practice may be that no matter how anybody treats us or talks about us, that we may still wish for them to have happiness and to have joy in their life. And also that they are free of all of their suffering. Maybe a few points that I thought I would mention before we start is, one, it is important to realize that this is a gradual process. It doesn't just happen overnight. If it does happen overnight, fantastic, phenomenal. I will be so, so happy. I'll even come over and bow down before you. It would really be phenomenal. For the most of us, it takes time. And why do I mention this? Is because sometimes people have unrealistic expectations. They want it to be instant success, and this just generally isn't the way it works. And why is this? Because most of our life, for many lifetimes, we have indulged and followed and entertained all of these afflictive emotions and these habits and ways of thinking that it is not so easy to transform and to change. And it takes a lot of awareness. The awareness of whenever we can, every moment if possible, we know what is arising in our mind. And what happens if people have unrealistic expectations? They practice for a while and then they just give up and then they think that the practices don't work. Practice is very similar to climbing a mountain. When we climb up a mountain, we don't just continuously go up and up and up. What happens is we go up a slope and then we go down a bit and then we go up again and then we go down a bit. And gradually we go higher and higher and higher until we reach the peak of the mountain. And this is probably going to be most people's experience with respect to meditation and mind training. Some days the practices are really going to go well and you'll be very, very encouraged and enthusiastic. And some days you think, have I ever even started practicing? But don't let this dishearten you. Keep on going. And really, gradually, you will start to notice a difference.